Gary, obviously, you had a chance to get down and talk about something that you seem very passionate about. You've got this new economic impact study. So tell us, what is this study about and what is it going to do?
This study is a chance for Alabama agriculture and forestry industries to tell the rest of the state, using hard data, the importance it has with our state economy. Agriculture and forestry account for $70.4 billion of economic activity. In other words, 40% of the economic activity in our state and 22% of the jobs are directly linked to the viability of our agriculture and forestry industries. Yesterday, we released county data. So you can go to alabamaagimpacts.com or you can go to the extension website, aces.edu, and click on your county, and it'll show for your county what the economic impact is, the number of jobs in your county, and the amount of indirect business taxes paid by those industries in your county.
So this is a great piece of information I would take for people who do not know agriculture to learn more about it and understand the importance of it.
Because food has been so plentiful, we take it for granted. And this is a chance for us in agriculture and forestry to really inform the rest of the population that agriculture and forestry is important to the viability of our state, not only today, but going forward. Because agriculture is good for our economy, it's good for our culture, and it's good for the stewardship of our natural resources.
I take it this study took a lot of work to put together and a lot of folks to put this together.
Yes, it was a partnership with the Alabama Extension System and the Agribusiness Council and a long, long list of partner organizations. Dr. D.Q. Fields from our Econ Department, who is an extension specialist, led the economics portion of the study. But this has been a team effort by all of Alabama agriculture and forestry industries working together to tell a good story, a story that talks about the importance of the economic value of agriculture and forestry to Alabama.
Well, bottom line, what are you hoping is done with this information on down the road?
This information should help with public policy makers from the state level to the county level and helping them understand the importance of agriculture and forestry industries and help them make decisions where they're fostering economic development based upon their agriculture and forestry industries and their location.
But you seem excited about this thing.
Agriculture in Alabama is exciting. We have a positive future.